Darrell, we've long talked about the U.S. cattle futures market on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and we've talked for a while that it's been on a downward trend. Do you think that downward trend, though, may be coming to an end?
Based on the price action that we've had over the last couple of trading sessions, Ray, it's beginning to give a fairly strong indication that that is the case. Critical day actually was yesterday when we did a very large upside outside up day in the market. Today, that looks as though that upside breakout is going to be maintained, much as was the case when the market turned to the downside in early January.
We've talked a lot about some fundamentals, though, which are signaling lower prices, such as packer margins, feedlot margins. Why won't those be pulling this down anymore, Darrell?
Well, I think one fundamental that's turned around now is that the packer margin, and the packer margin now is back in the black. It was in the red for quite some time during the winter months. So that's clearly a positive fundamental and allows them to bid up for cattle inventory now as they're in a profitable position again.
On the feeder margin side, is that improving at all?
It improved somewhat. It's still not healthy, but it's improved somewhat, Ray, not as negative as it was in the past month. But I think what's really becoming quite evident here is that there is a tremendous amount of outside capital that is gravitating towards the commodity markets, and it seems as though it is attracted to whatever commodity is available on the board.
That's what we're seeing in all the different commodity sectors, Darrell?
Yes, we're seeing that very broad-based. And, of course, as we mentioned in previous broadcasts, very much driven by the metals and energy market. The grain market was kind of late to the party. And, of course, cattle was the weakest of the whole complex. And now it appears as though it's attracting an influx of speculative long money as well.
So what's your prediction then on these markets? Are we going to see a gradual rise? Are we going to maintain steady, Darrell? Where is this headed?
I'd see the grain markets as being quite active to the upside and the cattle market being a little less so, probably more gradual, as you just mentioned. But it would appear the lows around the 100 mark on the nearby feeder futures contracts are holding quite nicely now over the last 2 months, and the trend appears to be changing.
Darrell, another big thing that happened today is that USDA stocks report and its winter wheat production outlook there. Some pretty surprising numbers in that report?
Well, I think that the big surprises for the trade, of course, is the drawdown in corn stocks and wheat stocks, particularly corn stocks. And there's been, of course, ongoing concerns here as to just how much of the U.S. corn market is going to be used for energy purposes, domestic ethanol plants. That's becoming more of a concern for the trade because if we do not have a very good yield this year, like a 150 bushel type yield, clearly stocks will be drawn down quite significantly. So that was the catalyst today for the corn market to draw down the corn stocks. And on the wheat side, we had a sharply lower hard red wheat, winter wheat production estimate.
Yeah, the winter wheat number coming in quite low when you look at it compared to past years.
Very low. It's coming in at about 77% of the 2005 figure. So when you start looking, you know, forward here, the carryover stocks are going to be very, very tight in the hard red category of wheat market.
It's been bullish for the markets today, but is this going to overhang and maybe help the markets out over an extended period, Darrell?
What I would see happening is a situation similar to other strong bull market years, early 70s and 1996, that we'll have a large markup here in the next little period of time, you know, next month, month and a half. And ultimately, the market will fully discount, you know, the situation, and then we'll look for prices to peak out and move lower. But in a short run right now, after this report, I think we can see some further upside here, particularly in the wheat and the corn markets.
For growers then, who are looking at this year's production, should they be looking at pricing options considering what we're seeing right now?
Well, I think it's always good to have a pricing plan and a marketing strategy, particularly in a bull market. Bull markets are notorious for having very fast markups and a very quick acceleration to the downside, you know, once yield estimates become better known. So it would be a good idea to have a pricing strategy into the bid. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website www.keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.